dark side energy seemed to flow from it. Dozens of Sith were milling about in the courtyard already, and Vistara saw that more were approaching on Uvak back. She wanted to land, to leap off, to rush up to the ship and caress its knobbed, pebbly surface. A soft sob escaped her. Embarrassed, she tried to turn it into a cough, but Ari knew her too well. He tightened his arms around her waist.
"This, you all right?"
"Yes, of course I am. This is an unusual situation, don't you think?"
She knew that Ari was fond of her, and while she found him attractive, he was a Kashyyyk male. Of course he was gorgeous. She had no desire to start a romance. For one thing, despite the fact that the Sith were firm believers in merit over birth, there was still a stigma attached to being Kashyyyk. No doors were closed to them by their unfortunate birth. Indeed, one of the current High Lords was Kashyyyk. But there were never marriages between them and the Sith, and they had a narrower window of opportunity to prove themselves. Some Sith did take Kashyyyk lovers, of course, although the species were sufficiently different that no children could be conceived. The physical beauty of the Kashyyyk was difficult to resist, but Vistara knew she would not be one of those who succumbed to it. She was utterly devoted to the Force, to her studies, to practicing and training and honing her skills, until her body quivered with weariness, until she was drenched in sweat, until she crawled into bed and slept the dreamless sleep of the exhausted. And now this ship had come, and she did not care about anything else. Again, she felt the cold perusal and shivered. Ari's arms tightened about her, mistaking the gesture for a physical chill.
"You sensed me."
I did,
she sent back through the Force. She was being examined, appraised.
"You seek to become a Sith Master, to harness the power of the dark side."
I...
Vistara straightened to her full, tall height atop Tick's back and deliberately banished her childish hesitancy. Never mind that she had never before beheld a spacefaring vessel, never even seen the diagrams and schematics that were purported to rest inside the forbidden hull of the crashed Omen. She was of the tribe, the daughter of a Sith Saber. She was exceptionally strong in the Force and knew it. And the ship itself, not its pilot, she realized now it had no pilot, not yet, was testing her. She would not shrink before its probity.
"I do. I shall. I am Vistara Kai, daughter of a proud heritage. I have what is necessary to command the dark side and bend it to my will, to use it for the good of the tribe and the people."
"For the good of all Sith,"
Ship suggested. She nodded automatically, though even as she did so, she realized the vessel couldn't see her. Except somehow it could. Or rather, she realized, it could sense her agreement in the Force. She felt it approve and then withdraw. Without the coldness of its presence in her mind, she somehow felt bereft. But she refrained from seeking it out again. At that moment, as her gaze wandered from Ship to the throng of Sith crowding around it, in that sea of dark robes, she saw a pale blonde head turn in her direction. It was Lady Rhea, one of the members of the Sith Circle of Lords, and her blue eyes were fixed upon Vistara. Even from this height, Vistara could see that Lady Rhea's eyes were narrowed, as if she was considering something. Slowly, Vistara smiled.